flipping and reversing.
The backwards game on the K92 Morning Thing.
It's your primitive plan, yes.
We going backwards. It's Antoine. It's Monica. And it is phrases you never want to hear a wife say. In round one, it'll be, it's just such a simple yet difficult question.
What you thinking?
What you thinking? What's on your mind?
The truthful answer to what you thinking, if that's ever asked to a man, at least for me, is, well, now I'm thinking of what the correct answer is for this. Yeah. What
you thinking?
Oh, my God.
What should I be thinking?
What should I be thinking? Oh, no. Okay. So Antoine and Monica will have to hear it backwards two times. Then they'll say it backwards. We flip it around, all those different things. And Monica, since you lead the charge of the ladies, I will let you go first in the game as well. As Antoine goes into the soundproof chamber, you will hear what you thinking. Is that one you've ever asked somebody?
Not a lot, but yeah, I have asked that question. Like, what are you thinking about?
And
if
what,
he's like zoned out, I'm like, what are you thinking about?
All right. Well, but if he's zoned out, I can tell you right now, he's thinking about like one of three things: sports, food, or nudity. I mean, those are the only answers. As a man, if you're zoned out, those are the three. And sometimes they all come together. You're fantasizing about if you had $1 million and what you'd be doing with that $1 million. So here we go. What you thinking? You hear it backwards two times. Here's time one. It's a relatively quick one. That's a very quick question with a very long answer. What you thinking? Time two.
Naked fish though.
Naked fish though.
You see, and often that is truthful when you say what you're thinking. Naked fish hole might actually be the answer, which is what it sounded like when Monica said that backwards. Antoine is back from the soundproof chamber. Here we go. What you thinking? These are things that you never want to hear a wife ask you. Time one.
Naked fish though.
Does have a naked fish hole quality to it. Next!
Naked fish hole.
Naked fish hole.
That's very similar. Yours and hers were very close to each other, and they both sounded like naked fish hole. So we will hear it two times. So you already did hear it two times. So let me just turn this one on and get that ready. Monica Brooks, time one. We're listening for what you thinking.
Naked fish hole.
Let's take it. Let's reverse it, and let's get...
What you thinking?
Wow.
Yeah, that's good.
Man.
That's good.
They are so good at asking that evil question.
Even backwards.
Yep, even backwards. You can nail that thing. Antoine!
Naked official.
Yours has a cuteness quality to it.
I try.
What you thinking? What you thinking?
What you thinking? Oh, yeah, Monica.
Monica got it.
Correct!
Oh, yeah, there is no doubt about it. I mean,
I feel like I'm at a disadvantage.
You are at a disadvantage.
I'm at a disadvantage this game.
Oh, tell me, because women, they're so good. These are all mind games questions. So you almost think they ask it backwards in their head, and that's part of the mind game, and you don't know
what the heck it is.
Yeah, that is what it is. Okay, so forward this time is another one. It's a question you never want to hear.
Do you think she's cute?
Because there's no right answer. Because if you say no, then they think you're lying. And if you say yes, then, cuter than me? Well, I didn't say that, but you said it.
You hear that, Monica? I don't think Monica agrees with you, Zach.
I'm saying is there's no winning. There's no winning. If I say no, I don't think she's cute. Why not? She looks cute to me. You don't think she's cute? Okay, well, she's kind of cute. Oh, is she now? Okay, well, what part of her is cute? Is she cuter than me? See, you see where that goes? And it's hard.
I'm leaning all to Monica on this one. If Monica agrees.
Not for me.
Okay. Monica does not agree, so I'm leaning on that side.
Everybody's different, though.
Weren't you supposed to be in the soundproof chamber?
Yeah, she's cute.
I don't know what's going on here.
Yeah, she ain't.
I mean, if that's your type of thing.
Right. But again, you can answer, yes, she's cute, but there's a correct way to answer. You have to say it in this tone of like, yeah, I suppose. I mean, I just never notice because I don't notice, women or anything like that. That's one, too, where it's like, did you see that woman's chest? Oh, no, baby.
I noticed because I see it, too.
I was thinking about a library book. I don't know. Okay, Antoine, two times backwards. Monica, you go to the soundproof chamber.
Okay.
Please and thank you.
Headphones off.
Thank you. Okay, time one, Antoine. Do you think she's cute? Time two. Not bad.
There's a lot of like long E sounds
there.
In
is.
Headphones like, on.
Her headphones are back on, and she is back from the soundproof chamber. And just so you know, while you were gone, we said nothing but good things about you.
You already know Monica. You already know. You know the vibes. You know the vibes over here.
I didn't say nothing. For the record, I didn't actually say anything.
You know the vibes.
Oh, I'll give you the vibes. Yeah. You know what? Let me just tell you right now, Antoine. You, sir, are a coward. You're a coward and a child.
Or am I smart?
No.
Speaking of all these questions that you're talking about women asking, am I smart in my responses?
Bros before hoes. I don't know what happened around here.
Oh,
Monica, you
and
know
I don't
the vibes.
Mean that about you. I'm not saying that about Monica. I would never. Okay. Do you think she's cute? Two times backwards. Here we go, Monica. Time one. Yeah, there's a lot of... It's actually, it's got a very Urkel quality
to it.
And I knew that. Here we go.
Oh, at first I thought I said a cuss word. Sorry.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, it was, yeah.
I was like,
it doesn't count when it's backwards. That's what I say.
It's backwards.
Whatever. The FCC wants to come after us right now during the coronavirus,
like, oh,
so
no.
Be it. Knock it out of the park. I don't
care. You got to stay 6 feet away, FCC.
Exactly. Bring it up. You bring it on and you stand at the window. Let's do this. Okay, we're listening to her. Do you think she's cute?
Do she snitch?
That's so cute. Let's reverse it around. Antoine?
She shield. Good thing this round doesn't count.
Man.
I heard something. I heard shoot.
Hey, I'll tell you what. For the most part, that's what we men hear when you ask a question.
She shield.
No, what was that, huh?
Yeah, a lot of shush.
Baby, I don't know. I wasn't listening. Okay, here we go. Monica Brooks.
Okay.
I like hers. I mean, she's going to lose, but I bet hers is better than yours.
You shoot.
Yeah. Point, Antoine. Yeah. Correct.
That was a tough one.
That was enjoyable, though.
It was.
That was weird.
There was a lot going on.
I felt like I wasn't that off in reverse, but I was.
Okay. Now, Antoine, you have not agreed with me at all during this
not.
Game so far.
I have not. Because I'm smart.
Like when you hear this phrase, you're going to have to agree with me, even if you're trying to be smart, a.k.a. safe.
Okay.
No man can win when they hear this.
I don't need a present.
That's a trap, right?
Oh,
there.
Yeah, that's definitely a trap.
Okay.
That's definitely a trap.
Okay, good.
That's definitely a trap.
At least we can leave on the same page. So you, sir, go to the soundproof chamber. And Monica, you have actually said this to your man, and you don't even mean it when you say it.
2 weeks ago.
Yeah, so I don't need a present.
Right. Which she said, I don't need a present because all I need is a handmade card and a little something, maybe some flowers and a dinner and maybe some chocolates. And then, of course, you need then something that doesn't die or can be eaten because none of those things count really as anything. So, yeah, that's how Monica doesn't need a present. So, let's flip it around and you'll hear it two times backwards. Here's time one.
I don't need a present.
Is there, buddy? Oh, yeah.
That is time one. This is time two.
Is everybody on now?
Is everybody on now?
There it is. What will it sound like when it's flipped around? I feel like that one could be good, could be bad. Really,
all right, I'm back.
Okay, Antoine is back from the soundproof chamber. You're going to hear it two times, and then we will declare a winner in the backwards game. I don't need a present. The biggest trap ever laid. Man, you see those bear traps in cartoons?
That's what it is?
Oh, my God. It's even bigger. I mean, it would catch like a school bus. That's how big it is. Here we go.
Is there buddy? Yeah.
Time one in the books. I don't need a present.
Is there buddy? Yeah.
Is there buddy? Lorda.
I feel like you captured a little bit of that which was in there. It was a kind of a reverse tongue roll. And I'm feeling like Antoine has an advantage in this game. I'm also feeling like I have to pick Monica to win or else I'm in trouble. So
what?
Figure that one out.
Yeah, I don't know.
If he wins, he wins. You know, like, you got to play it back.
God, that's a scary phrase right there.
If he wins, he wins.
What? I don't need a present.
Right, because really what she's saying is it's fine. If he wins, it's fine.
Yeah.
We're good. We're fine.
Well, it's funny because when she said, if he wins, he wins, the first thing I thought about was Rocky.
If he dies, he dies.
If he dies,
yeah.
He dies.
Uh-huh.
That was the first
man.
Thing that popped in my head. Okay. If he dies, he dies. Whatever.
Because I don't need a present.
Oh, gosh.
I'm dying.
Has everybody on now?
We're listening for I don't need a present. Let's go ahead and reverse it. Here we go.
I don't need a present.
Wow.
Ooh.
See, Monica, I told you, I'm at an extreme disadvantage, especially with that phrase.
Good job, Drago. Look
you
at you.
You said it 2 weeks ago.
Oh, man. Gosh.
Nazaire Bordin, Lorda.
That's what Antoine sounded like backwards. I don't need a present. What's he got now?
I don't need a present.
Wow. Ooh, that's good, too.
Yeah, that wasn't too bad. It wasn't too shabby.
Let me hear each of them one more time. Here's Monica's.
I don't eat a present.
Here's Antoine's.
I don't eat a present.
So let me just say.
Okay.
I want to live. Monica wins. I don't even care. It's fine.
If he dies, he dies.
If he dies, he dies. But I want to live.